people's lives complicated. It's really difficult to imagine that you're going to have the time to take up an issue in the city, but things that are happening in the city are very, very important, like the getting the water to this community that the city's addressing right now. Those are fully worth a citizen's time to find out about it, to form an opinion on it, to talk to other people about it. It's so easy to contact city officials, your councilmen. Everybody should get to know somebody on the planning and zoning board so that they have somebody to that they could speak with directly, who knows who they are, who can personalize the issue because you know them. It's really worth a citizen's time. Right now, I have a small issue just getting a stop sign placed at by the Good Samaritan Lake Forest, because the elderly people driving onto out of the driveway onto Ryan Road, where people are, instead of doing 35, they're doing 55. There's already been one resident killed back a few years ago, and you know, just like a stop sign. It's really important to know who to reach out in the city. I reached out to Keely Briggs. She was back to me 15 minutes later saying that she'd get the request for a stop sign to the right person in the city. And I know that a lot of people, you know, just feel like government's gonna run on and do its thing and that there's involvement doesn't help at all. Really taking the time to get to know just your own councilman or your own representative on planning and zoning, the one that's pulled from your, that was nominated by your council person to serve on that. Getting to know those people, having them recognize your name when you call them, you really have a lot more power than you would think as a local citizen to get things done. So. I think that the you know, working on the whole fracking thing for over 2 years, I think it was, where we were going down to every single city council meeting, very frustrating because you hear the same things over and over and over, and you know that a lot of things are not going to be responded to, just because so many entities are so much more powerful than the citizens. But I guarantee that nothing gets done. To the benefit of, again, the distinction between the citizen versus the commercial interests in the city. Nothing gets done for the citizen without, you know, some kind of, you know, reasoned voice. And the local government knowing that people are watching them and that the consequences for not listening are, you know, not getting reelected if that's what you're wanting to do, or not moving up to a higher office, or you know, or scrapping that plan to maybe get a run for a state legislature someday, you know. All of those things signals. I think Myra Crown over didn't run for reelection because she realized that the coalition formed here in Denton were going to be actively opposed to her because she voted for the fracking ban in the Senate. And so, so, you know, I think local people can have a reach on local issues, but only if they make those connections to their elected and appointed officials.
For those people that are frustrated with maybe a lack of communication, they're having a difficulty getting a hold of people, or they're frustrated with things not happening very quickly. Do you have any words of encouragement to keep them from just giving up on things like that, just as someone who's experienced various different activities where you've hit those roadblocks yourself? Do you have any advice for people who are hitting those roadblocks and thinking about giving up?
Yeah, if you're thinking of yourself as an individual going up against the roadblock, it's it would just seem hopeless. But there are so many organizations in Denton that that do community work in one way or another. So if you're interested in making sure people get fed and housed,
mm-hmm.
places you can go for that. If you're interested in street repairs, there's places you can go for that. There are no end to the number of you know, loosely affiliated individuals in Denton that are doing work on one issue or another. And so it always feels better when you're working in a group.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if Cindy Spoon and Ron Seifert hadn't come along and offered the training session, there were 100 people who I would have never met.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just simply, you know, paying $25 and going down and sitting in a church for half a morning.
Right.
And bang, I was the member of a group now instead of just one frustrated individual. So,
mm-hmm.
Reach out to your elected representatives and reach out to anybody you find on Facebook or whatever. There's a number of groups from Denton operating there that communicate community concerns, and they're always happy to have another member, always happy to have another voice join them.
Mm-hmm.
There's dissension within them. They're tend to be fairly democratic groups.
Mm-hmm.
Few groups that are, you know, my way or the highway, but most of them are really easy to work with.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a niche for you somewhere.
Mm-hmm.